A piece of Viking silver discovered in a Norfolk field made it into a major exhibition with hours to spare. It's just one example of how metal detectorists are helping historians understand our past. Almost every day, the earth beneath Norfolk gives up long-buried secrets. And the time after harvest and before planting is peak archaeological find time. Norfolk is the national capital of metal detector finds, with thousands reported every year. Some fill in previously blank areas of the region's history, or redraw the picture entirely. Andy Carter, of Norwich, has been metal detecting for more than 20 years. He's found weapons, coins, jewellery, and many thousands of pieces of virtually worthless metal scraps, often from fastenings on Victorian cotton clothing, which was once shredded and used to fertilise fields. But in 2001, he unearthed a Bronze Age hoard which had lain undisturbed for almost 3,000 years. There were axe heads, spear heads, woodworking tools, knives, and fragments of sword blade, said Andy. Another favourite of my finds, which also happened to have some intrinsic value, usually quite a rare occurrence, was a gold ring which dated to the 1490s, the reign of Henry VII. It was covered with decoration on the outside, Tudor roses and lilies, a symbol for the Virgin Mary. But on the inside, inscribed in Gothic black lettering, were the old French words, nul autre, none other. This ring, being more than 10% precious metal and greater than 300 years old, passed through the Treasure Act system and is now in the Castle Museum. Andy is a member of the East Norfolk Metal Detecting Society, which meets in Lingwood every month. Detectorists must always get permission from landowners, and Andy said, one of our club rules is that we expect all members to voluntarily record their finds with the museum via the Portable Antiquity Scheme. The database, finds.org.uk, is maintained by the British Museum. In practice, what happens is that if an item is over 300 years old, the archaeologists who attend our meetings take it away for recording. Finds under 300 years old are deemed too modern. Don't tell the Americans, said Andy. They return it with a report on its identification the following month. The outcome of this system, and probably the main reason why I love the hobby so much, is that a properly identified and recorded object is permanently connected with a particular place. So even though the item is no longer present, the historical record is intact. Future discoveries in the same area can then be linked to the known record, and any significant clusters of similar finds can then be identified. Most finds are from ploughed soil, and even if their immediate context has been lost, they can still provide vital information. Viking, rediscover the legend at Norwich Castle, has been revealing some of the wonders of the Saxon and Viking Age to visitors. It includes some of the most recent finds made in Norfolk. The story they help tell of how people lived and died in the Viking era is still unfolding. Even in the 7 months the exhibition has been running, more clues about the East Anglian age of the Viking have been unearthed. Tim Pestle, Senior Curator of Archaeology at Norfolk Museums Service and author of Viking East Anglia, said Norfolk had more finds and more treasure cases than anywhere else in the country. And he paid tribute to the members of Norfolk's 6 metal detecting clubs, saying, they're telling us things we would never know, and finding things we would never be looking for.